Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to Tender Loving Care with your host, myself, Pauline, and my darling, Kate. Every week, Kate and I break down a show from the TLC network, the name of the network that I believe for the longest time was an acronym for Tender Loving Care. And when I found out that it actually stood for the Learning Channel and I saw the types of shows that are on that channel, my deep confusion bred this podcast. Each week, Kate and I will randomly select a show to cover for the next episode by spinning our beautiful Wheel of Shame, which has only the trashiest of trash TLC and Discovery Plus shows that we will be studying. Hi, Kate.
Hi, sister wife.
Hi, sister wife. I mean, this is bringing up a lot of questions for me again. You know how influenced I am.
Hi, baby gorgeous. That's kind of the tone.
Hi,
we
baby
took.
Gorgeous. Yeah.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello. Kate, we are obviously, guys, we did not have a show yesterday. You listened to this Wednesday. We didn't have our Tuesday show because 90 Day Fiance was not on Sunday because of the Super Bowl. Wah, wah, wah.
Now, I don't think there's that much crossover with huge football fans and 90 Day Fiance people.
I know. We did get DMs of outrage that one listener said, this is our Super Bowl and they're not playing it. So I understand we're nearing the end. But I also would like to thank everyone that wrote to us to echo our thoughts on Taylor Swift. And we're just going to leave it there. We're not going to go deeper. And I just want to say thank you. The overexposure, it's giving me nightmares. So thank you for concurring with us. We didn't have obviously any 90 Day yesterday, Kate, but we do have what the Wheel of Shame picked for us for this episode is so glorious and is one of the biggest shows, if not the biggest show on TLC. So I feel like we at least had a really good show to make up for yesterday.
We did. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. The show that the Wheel of Shame gave us is Sister Wives, described very quickly, just in case you forgot.
If there's one person
who doesn't know
what Sister Wives is.
Sister Wives?
What?
Cody Brown and his three wives share an intimate glimpse into both the challenges and the joys at the heart of this unconventional family structure.
Oh my God. Well, so I will say there has been leaked video of an unhinged Cody Brown singing. I don't know if you saw that or I tagged you in it. He's losing the... We thought he lost the plot when he was, you know, wiping down the mail when he kept about COVID-19. He would never just say COVID, it was COVID-19. We thought he lost the plot then, but this video, Kate, there's something dark going on. This darker than usual with him, I'm telling you. He was singing about how his wives have all left him. It was odd.
Very odd. Okay.
Now, we picked this guy. So if you remember, when Kate and I first started doing the pod nearly 2 years ago, it'll be 2 years on the 1st of March, by the way. We hope all of you get us presents for that, for our birthday. God, that's coming up, Kate.
I know. Wow. So soon.
2 years. 2 years. We got Sister Wives, I think, very early on the Wheel of Shame. And, you know, it was such a beast that we split up the seasons. And then we got it again this time. And we were like, well, we can't watch everything. So what we'll do is let's pick like a legendary episode. So we decided to watch. Now, I'd seen it. Kate, you had not. Mm-mm. It was the reveal of when Mary was catfished. Now, there's a lot to discuss. There's a lot that isn't discussed. There are also photographs that I sent Kate, which made her very nauseous. And I put a photograph. I wanted to see what you got, if you guys knew. I put a photograph up on our Instagram and I did a poll of like, do you know who these people are and how they relate to TLC's biggest scandal? The majority of you did not. So buckle up. We're going to give you an education today.
I can't wait. Oh my God. Okay. So let's get into it, I guess. So first of all, I have to say I was so shocked. Every time I think about how many seasons there have been, I'm so shocked. So at this point, there's been what, 27, is it?
No.
How many seasons?
Are you serious?
I'll fact check myself, but that's what I wrote down.
That is obscene. That is upset because this episode.
Oh,
is
sorry. 18. I'm so sorry. I don't know where I got 27. I'm sorry. 18.
Okay. Because that means we would have been watching Sister Wives for 20 years if it had been like 27 seasons.
I don't know what website I saw that on. Okay. But still, 18 seasons of this show. So we're going back to season 9. Things are a lot different. This aired in September 2015. And this is the season finale. And I kind of want to set the scene for the listeners, things that are going on in this season. So when we check in with them, they're on a summer vacation to Alaska. Mm-hmm. This season, I believe, has a lot of the older kids are dating is a big through line. So we have Maddie and Logan, who are both Janelle's, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah. So you have this guy, Caleb, is courting Maddie. And then Logan is dating this girl, Michelle. So that's going on. And Mary is going through it, as we'll get deeply into. What else? Do you remember anything else that was kind of going on with storyline here?
I mean, obviously, we have to talk about Cody's hair. So in this season, he had it straightened and a little flip. So he had it long, flowing as usual, but not the tight ringlets that we are so familiar with now. It is just smooth, straightened, and flipped. And he's loving it. So it's a very important part of this season. Another thing is we see Robin pregnant. She's pregnant. Mm-hmm. And I have a lot of commentary about the looks, but we'll get into that. And also I will say that I believe it was this season that could have been the one before, sorry, not too accurate, that Mary divorced Cody so he could marry Robin. Never forget that happened. Never forget Mary was the only one that was legally married to Cody. And she, remember, only had one child with Cody. Mm-hmm. And so there was so much of her that always felt like the outcast, but she was the only one that was legally married to him. Then.
That's right.
Robin comes along and he says, I want to adopt her kids. So I need to be married to her. So I need you to divorce me. And she did it, Kate.
That's right. Okay. I was lost for a second because she's, she talks about in this episode since the divorce. So yeah, that, okay, that all is coming back to me now.
And so we see her, and we obviously know what's going to happen in the episode, know what happened, but you see her and she's, you know, her child is gone. I think either went to university or finished uni and left. They're in Vegas at this point. They're in that boiling sun of the Nevada desert. And they live in that cul-de-sac where they have the three massive, remember that whole storyline that went on for years about them building those houses?
Yeah.
So they each have a house. So there's these four gigantic houses at the end of a cul-de-sac. And now, you know, in the current season when Christine was like, oh, things started to, I was happy in Vegas or things were falling apart. You know, I can't remember it, Christine flip-flops. But to think of what was going on really with them all at this point. But I think Christine said, you know, since this last season when she gets rid of him, that she was happy in Vegas, I believe. I can't remember. They were all lying to each other. You see them on this and they are everything underneath, nothing spoken about. It's just all fake. But they all had the houses adjoined and they still had very young children. So it was very, yeah, very, very different to how it is now because they're all grown up and left and it's only Robin with young kids. But there's tons of like toddlers, God, toddlers running around the place. And Robin's pregnant, throwing up. And then there's like 12-year-olds and 7-year-olds and teenagers. And you're just like, what? Oh God, it's a lot.
Yeah, you're right. There's still a lot to distract from the unhappiness, like the toddlers and the pregnancy. Yeah, all of that is still happening. The opening quotes were so jarringly amazing. Positive because
amazing.
I'd have to look up what the latest ones are, but in
fuck
my mind,
you, Cody.
Yeah, in my you. Mind, yeah, the latest ones are like, this sucks and I hate his ass or whatever. Yeah,
absolutely.
And in this one, it's like, I love our plural family and I don't just want him, I want the women too. It's like very
so bad. Robin was like, hers was something like, I should have written them down because I was totally jarred by them as well. And she says something like, it's as though we were always meant to be together, the all of us. And you're like, Robin, oh, Robin.
Oh, God.
Talking about Robin. So I would say this is a couple of years in, if that, because she got pregnant pretty straight away after marrying Cody. Because remember, they went on that three-week honeymoon or something that was where they were just fucking the entire time. You know they were. But she... but they went on a three-week two-week honeymoon. And he didn't even take a honeymoon with the other women, but he decided to take two.
I remember that. And they're trying to joke about it, but you can tell they're so pissed. They're like, didn't get a honeymoon.
So bad. Anyway, so this is early on and she's pregnant and everything. But my first note, Kate. Oh, Robin, ... The years have not been kind.
He sucks the life out of these women, I'll say.
Until they leave and then they glow up. But
right.
The Robin you see on this, in this show, and the Robin now, it is her entire, what are those things called in Harry Potter? The Dementors, right? Is that what they're called? Mm-hmm. Dementors. It's that. That's what he does to these women. She looks very different. God bless her. Anyway. You're right. They're in Alaska. They decide to do a big family trip. It's huge. They basically go to restaurants and there's like 19, 20 of them or something crazy. And we've got Caleb now. I have my shock. I have my issues with Caleb. So Caleb and Maddie are courting and they end up getting married now and they have two or three kids or something, but they're just boyfriend and girlfriend at this point. And he looks nothing less than 45 years old. It's those guys that just wear the camo and drive trucks and have a receding hairline from like 13. It's bizarre. I'm looking at him being like, he's supposed to be like 19 or something.
I know. I looked them up now and he looks even older. I mean, because right now they're like 27 or 28 years old. His job also is... at least now, I don't know what it was then. He's like a coal mining tool he like repairs coal mining tools or something. It's
that's
like
probably most... lots of money in that. I bet there. Yeah. I bet there's a ton of money in that.
And I saw they just had their third child.
Oh, God.
Like almost exactly a year ago. So well, this worked out for them.
That worked. I always had my issue with Caleb, and here's for why, as they say in Wales. When he was not just that he walks around in camo gear all the time and, you know, those Oakley sunglasses and just like, just you could draw who the stereotype is. He has a truck and they were moving or something once. And on his truck, he has a decal, whatever they're called, sticker thing in his window. And it's like, this is my family. And it's a load of different size guns.
Okay.
So
okay.
He's not my cup of tea. I'll say that. Not my cup of tea. Anyway, they are on the holiday and they're super excited. It's all building up to him going to ask Mr. Ringlet's Cody to if he can marry Maddie, right? So yep. Christine's fascinating in this because she's just so happy and like funny. Remember, she was always trying to be funny. She always saw herself as like the funny one. I can't. So
it's great watching her because even this long ago, she was so clearly over his bullshit, but she's still jovial about it and joking about it. But knowing what we know now, it's like, oh, she was already so annoyed with him and
annoyed. And Logan is there with his girlfriend who he ended up marrying as well. He ended up marrying this girl and he's having like a pint of beer and she's drinking whiskey. And Logan was the oldest out of every single kid. He's the eldest child. And he, actually has completely like disowned and never after he could get off the show. I think it was after this season or a couple, he's never been back on it. He's very private, like no social media. He doesn't want to be attached to this show at all. I mean, you can't blame him. He was recorded and filmed since he was a little boy. And he said, I had no authority over it. I earned no money. I didn't get anything for it. Yeah.
Good
and
for him.
So, yeah. So he's married to this woman now, but will never appear on the show again. He said, so we kind of see that you know, we've got they're in Alaska, they're doing, it looks beautiful there. They're on this big holiday and always cooking mountains of food for these amount of people. And we see that the two couples go on a date. And I have a theory. So this Logan's there with his girlfriend and I quite fancy Logan, by the way. He looked like, I don't know, I just thought he was quite attractive. But anyway, so they're talking about... I'm sorry.
Disturbed.
I'm sorry. I know. An offspring of Mr. Ringlet's. But Janelle is so pretty. I think Janelle's the prettiest out of all of them. So I kind of get it. I think she's the prettiest. So they're kind of discussing polygamy and they're both like, no, we would never want to do that. And then they're talking about meeting Cody. And I don't know if you caught that sparkle that went off in Caleb's girlfriend's eyes. Oh, Cody is a blast to be around. He's so funny. Your dad is so funny. He's amazing. I was like, ooh, I don't like that. I do. Did you notice that?
Yeah, she was laying it on thick. I don't know. It was like, yeah, he's a lot. It's like, yeah, we know the subtext here.
Yeah, she wanted to. All right, I'm not going to be vulgar. I was going to get, it's Valentine's Day today. Like, happy Valentine's Day, everyone, by the way. I'm not going to be vulgar, but I think Logan's girlfriend wanted to S Cody's D. All right, so anyway, they're talking. Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, God, how are you going to do me
sorry,
like that?
Sorry, it happens.
So they are debating the merits of having... being in a plural marriage, of having multiple moms around, they, even though none of them want to be in a plural marriage, those who did grow up with it are like, I just can't imagine my kids not having multiple moms to give them, you know, help them meet their needs and everything. And I was like, yeah, I guess if that's all you've ever known, the idea of doing it all by yourself would seem daunting and different.
So it's just the kids talking about this, these couples. Anyway, then they go and do separate activities. So some are going fishing and some are going to see the dogs that pull the sleds. Now, I don't know if you caught this. I had my eye on this Caleb the entire time because I have very strong feelings about this Caleb. So they go out, it's Caleb and Cody, and Caleb's like obsessed with Cody as well. There are multiple people that are very sexually attractive to Cody in this, and it's Robin, it's Caleb, and it is Logan's girlfriend. So he's like, oh, I'll go with Cody. I'll go, hey, I'm sorry. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. So they go fishing, and then this instructor is like telling them about what they're going to do fishing. And he says, you know, usually the instructor says the women outfish the men because they listen to instructions. Go back and watch it. Caleb's face turns to thunder and he turns to Maddie and he's like, yeah, right. He was so angry. He's so angry. Oof, so angry.
So angry. Yeah, that was a big thing, the competition element. Who's going to catch the most fish? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I'm getting the. I couldn't really remember him and didn't pick up as much. So, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. They're on the boat. We find out. I was hoping you could. You knew this. Cody's telling us what the connection is with Caleb.
This was bizarre. Okay. It was a bizarre connection, Kate. I had to write it down, so I got it. So Caleb, we don't forget, Janelle and Cody are stepbrother and sister. Just FYI. Never forget. So with Caleb, okay. In this season, Cody's brother died. I can't remember how. I think it was quite unexpected. I think it was a car crash, actually. I may be wrong. Sorry if I'm wrong that. But his brother passed away. Caleb is Cody's deceased brother's wife's brother. So Cody's deceased brother's brother-in-law is Caleb. So Caleb's sister married Cody's brother, and now Caleb is going to marry Cody's daughter. I can't make this shit up.
That's what I thought it was, and I was like, they're so interconnected, these communities, aren't they? It was just like, it's like, okay, technically this isn't like wrong, but it's
a little odd. So is that technically Maddie is marrying and is married to her uncle's brother-in-law. Yeah, her uncle's brother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So her, it's nothing by blood, so I can't get too upset or weirded out, but still just kind of tweaked something.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. And let's see what else happens on the boat. I don't know. They're fishing.
Nothing really. They just fish. And then they go and see the dogs, which was so beautiful. And that was a whole thing. And Christine, I just wrote here, this is the era that Christine thinks she's really, really funny. And they do these confessionals. Remember the couch when they're all sat on the couch and the sofa? And they're all laughing up a storm because Christine's like, oh, and somebody's like, you know, it was like, ah, you know, like his bitches and we're Cody's bitches. Ah, we don't listen to him either or something. And they were all like roaring with laughter. And I'm thinking, you all hate each other. Like you all are so miserable and hate each other. It's dark. It's so dark to watch it.
Christine is laughing through the pain, at least. I'm like, at least she has a pretty good sense of humor. Mm-hmm. She makes herself laugh.
she makes herself laugh.
I think that's how she got through this.
Absolutely.
Oh my God. Then what? Caleb is asking Cody for permission to marry Maddie. He seems pretty taken with Maddie, I guess.
Yeah.
And I just wrote down, Cody always has to say the most intense shit. He's like in his confessional talking about Caleb, and he's like, his willingness to work hard shows the essence of his manhood. And I was like, calm down.
Yes, please. How did your manhood, how did the essence of your manhood work out for you, Cody? How did that work out for you?
It's a repellent.
Seriously. So then he's like, great, he's gonna ask her to marry, love him, brother, son-in-law, blah 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 blah. And then the wives go out for a dinner. So we've got all these 800 kids are at home in that. What kind of how many Airbnbs would you have to get that many people? Anyway, they're all at home and Cody decides to take his lovely ladies, Cody and his lovely ladies, out for dinner. So they're out for dinner and there's been a lot of talk after this about how things really weren't described properly until like the after, until the reunion, and then what came out in the press about what was really going on. But Mary sat at dinner and they're all talking about this was the best holiday we've ever had. This was so great to get out the sun, burning sun of Arizona, of Vegas, and they're talking about how amazing this trip was and everything's been perfect. So great that all of them can be together. And Mary is just playing with this salad. And she starts to go on this rambling speech to the table and wives about, she's near tears or crying and saying, I need to, you know, I don't know if this is a good time to bring this up. And in essence, she says nothing but everything. She says, you know that I've been quite unhappy. No, you know, stuff has been going on with me. This is the type of language she's using. She's like, stuff has been going on. And something's been going on. And I don't know if this is the right time to talk about it. And they're all completely confused going, well, what? And she goes, and then she said, one, you know, I just don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do. And they were like, what? And then we get the interviews of Christine going, something's been up with her for a long time. Something's been going on. And then other people would like, and Cody's like, is she saying she's leaving me? I don't know what's happening. And she says, you know, don't be surprised if one day, like, I'm not here anymore. But the way it's cut and edited, or just them in general, no one's asking her, can you give us some specifics? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? She's just sat there going, there's been stuff going on. And then Robin's like, well, look, if you need to do something for yourself, we want you to be happy. We want you to. And Christine's just looking at her. And by the way, I wrote that Christine was pretty much smiling the entire way through. Never forget what Jean Diane Raphael said. Christine is mean as a snake. And she is mean. She was loving it. She was loving it, by the way.
Why do you think she was loving it? Like she wants to see someone stick it to Cody, or she's just like,
Mary. Remember, she hates Mary. Mary was the first wife.
Yeah.
And Christine was the third. And she wanted to be, you know, she said she wanted to be the third, the most special all the time. So she hates Mary. She always has.
Okay. So it's just kind of reveling in her struggle because they're just naturally sort of enemies. Okay.
Exactly.
So yeah, she's being very vague, but then in her confessionals, she's telling the viewers a lot. She's breaking down crying and saying that she was struggling with, you know, having an empty nest with her child leaving the home, you know, getting older. So she's all alone. Cody's not there with her. She says, most people have a partner to go through that with. And I am just in this house by myself and I'm isolated. I don't feel like anyone else in the family can relate to this. It's dead silent in my home. When I wake up, I have to turn on music just so I don't feel so lonely. And it's heartbreaking. It's really sad.
It is very sad.
So then, yeah, we get the reactions of all the women. Janelle saying, you know, despite our struggles with our relationship with each other, I still very much care about her. Sobbin' Robin is sobbin'.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
In hers, unclear. She's just like, I don't know what's going on. And then
question, Kate, do you think like all of these interviews that they do, it's like Housewives, you never know when they're actually filmed, but obviously they're edited to make it look as though they're commenting on what's going on right now, but obviously they're not. They usually do this. They pick up this filming of these confessionals like later after they've wrapped sometimes. It really depends. I've no idea when they really film it. Do you think all the women were having a hard time commenting because they had to act like they didn't know what was going on, but the catfish had been revealed and they did know what was going on?
That would make more sense because a lot of these were so inarticulate. It was just them being like, this is so sad and I don't know what's happening. And you're like, don't you have more to say about this? Yeah.
That's it. No one was asking questions. It was just like, oh, and she's just sat at this table going back to it. She's at the table and she's going, I just, you know, it's just bad. And Cody's like, what? And he's drinking, you know, he loves his hot water and lemon. Loves his hot water and lemon. So he has his hot water and lemon. And they're just, she's going, it's just, oh, and she's like crying and she's not saying anything. It's really annoying. They're doing these confessionals. And Mary starts to reveal exactly what went on, Kate, if you want to us.
Yeah. At this dinner, all she ever says is, I've been struggling. I might have to leave for a while and something needs to happen in my life. I don't know what it is, but something needs to happen. That's really all she's saying at the dinner.
Yeah.
But in her confessional, she tells us what the situation actually is and how it progressed. So she's lonely, empty nester. She started talking to people on social media. And eventually she started talking in particular to this guy who earned her trust, was saying all the right things. She describes him as kind, compassionate, understanding of her life. And she really emphasizes that he was making her laugh. And it felt so good to laugh. She hadn't laughed in years.
And then they fucking wonder. Yeah.
Yeah. And it progressed. They eventually start talking on the phone. He's telling her he's feeling like he's falling in love with her. She's starting to get feelings for him too. And then it gets to the point where she feels she has to tell him, well, this can't really go much further because I am married. And he is kind of pushing the issue and starting to get a little bit more aggressive and, she says, emotionally abusive. And the producer is kind of asking a question here or there, like, did you ever meet him or did you want to meet up with him or what happened with that? And she says, I did want to meet him, but he would never meet with me. And then she started noticing cracks in the story and she starts sobbing about how there were times even in the first, this part was the saddest to me. There were times even in the first week of messaging with him that she knew he was feeding her bullshit, but she ignored it because it felt so good to have someone to talk to and paying her attention. Really sad.
It was extremely sad to watch this. And I will tell you something that they did that was not appropriate is that when she's telling the story, which is really awful, sorry, I'm not laughing at her because she was completely abused by this person. It's that TLC decided to intersperse her story with these photos of her, like looking at her cell phone or photos of her on like footage of her on a computer, but put it in like black and white. Kate.
It's like, we can imagine her on her computer. Yeah. Thanks for the visual. God. So let's see. Then she started researching. So she's feeling it's fishy. They're talking on the phone. She started researching the guy online and discovered more and more holes in the things he was saying about himself. He would get mad when she would ask him questions about it. And then he starts making comments about his friend. Who is a woman who is technologically savvy. You don't want to mess with her. These vague threats that his friend, this woman is going to like what, hack their
expose cloud? Her. I think expose her because what we find out.
Okay.
Later is stuff isn't exactly as Mary described it. There's a couple of sides to this story.
So, okay. So just to like wrap up what she tells us in this moment. She reveals at this time, she did believe it was a woman pretending to be a man. And this person had been watching her online and targeted her, targeted the family, wanted to break up the family. And she actually met up with the quote unquote friend of the guy she was talking to. She met up with this woman and was, was like hanging out with her. And then I watched part of the tell all. I watched the very end of it because I ran out of time. And Cody is spinning this yarn about how he had to confront Mary because her online friends were around, I think, at her house. And he's mentioning like friends, plural, like she had people over that she met on Instagram. I think
she did, though. I think, right? What I gathered from this is that she was on multiple, I'm sure it was Facebook groups that were fans of the show. And remember, she got married at like 18 or something. She's not savvy, right? She's not street smart. And so she started talking to these people that were fans, and she was an extremely lonely woman. And I think she thought they were her friends. Yeah. And this, essentially, this woman pretended to be this man named Sam. And that Sam struck up a friendship that then turned romantic with Mary. And that's when this woman, why anyone would go to this length, this woman then that was pretending to be Sam was also began communicating as herself to Mary and became friends with Mary and would talk about Sam, this fictional character, to Mary. And you think, well, was it all extortion? Was it just a shakedown? Was she like, I'm doing this for the greater good of me blackmailing her for 20 grand at the end of all of this? Because I'm interested to hear what they said at the tell-all, because I was going to watch, but I didn't have time, Kate. But what was revealed in the press, and I sent these photos enlarged to Kate, Mary was completely cheating on Cody. There was voicemails. I just listened to them the other day on Reddit. Of her that she sent to this Sam, and it was like, hi baby, I love you, I can't wait to see you, I can't, da, 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 all this stuff. She sent some photos of herself in the bath. I mean, it was like teenage level. It was like a child doing this. She had no clue that anyone, I think, could be this dishonest. I don't think it occurred to her, or she wanted it to be. And she was sending a photo, there were photos of a banana, and she'd got her arm and engraved the name Sam on her arm and sent him a photo of it. I mean, it was literally like a teenager. So she was completely cheating on Cody. I mean, that's black and white. She was telling this man, and by the way, the photo of him, okay, it is this very, very good looking. It looks like a young, so many people when this came out thought it was Jax Taylor. It was a photo of like young Jax Taylor, because it's a, like early 2000s guy in a beanie, good looking, big nose. And it looks like a young, good looking Jax Taylor from Vanderpump Rules.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. She says it's an actor, the photo that was used.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, the tell all, so I watched the last 15 minutes of it because that's when they had the segment about Mary. Okay. The rest of it was fluff.
Yeah.
And I didn't have time for all of it. But at the tell all, Cody says he found out about this whole, the real story about all of this 3 weeks prior to them filming the tell all. So it's all very fresh. And he talks about, you know, I had to tell her to stay away from all these online people, and she would just look at me with a blank stare. And he actually admits to making mistakes in his relationship with Mary. I mean, as it always is with him, it's like way too little, way too late, because he says that he knew something was going on with her and he was patiently waiting for her to say, hey, do you want to rekindle our relationship? It's like, Cody, you've been waiting around for that apparently for years. Like, you can say that too. Like, hey, let's rekindle things. He acted like the knight in shining armor, like, oh, I was just being sensitive to her going through something. And it's like, she's going through something because you are so neglectful of her. But right. He's like, you know, so that was frustrating. But he said one night after one of their episodes aired, Mary was on social media looking at all the comments about it and everything on Twitter and whatever, Facebook and stuff. And he said she made a comment like, don't all these people realize I'm married? And he was like, oh, I should have put this all together sooner. And then Mary makes it clear at the tell-all, like, I never met up with him because he didn't exist. But then she talks about how she met his female friend that was actually the one catfishing her, and talks about how she was yelled at and manipulated by the guy on the phone. I'm a little confused. Who was the person on the phone?
Agreed. I don't feel like there was the tell-all. I don't know what the next season, if it dives into it again, but I do remember there just being such a backlash of like, this was never discussed enough and details weren't given, and fans of the show were like, give me more, because exactly who was voicing the man? Some catfish. We've all watched MTV's Catfish and you could be surprised at some people changing their voice, but
yeah,
maybe it was this woman, Jackie. But then there's also rumors that she knew it was a woman and she was having a same-sex affair, so but she didn't want that to come out,
so this is all an elaborate cover-up of that, maybe.
Well, that she thought it was this guy at first, but she found out it was Jackie.
I see.
And then we find out that it was in August 2015 Mary discovered that Sam was this woman, Jackie. And then Jackie insisted their romance was the real deal. And she had a blog and exposed the sects and private voicemails that you can hear on Reddit. And it's her going, I love you. This didn't make sense in these voicemails. Okay. This didn't make sense. This guy that she has never met. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And in these voicemails, she says, so I just left school, or I'm just doing, it's one where she's like, I was just doing some homework. So I think she went back to university or something. And she's like, I took a little nap. And I like, in my dream, it was just such a vivid dream of you. And I mean, it's like childlike stuff. But then there's this thing where she's like, oh, I'm just leaving. You can hear traffic. Like she's walking to her car. And she's saying, I just left. So it's whatever. He's not going to be back for a while. Do you want to come over, or should I come and see you? And I'm thinking, but what? You never met this person. And it's, I love you, baby. It's so unclear and it's never been dived into. But this woman, Jackie, wrote a book titled Almost Married.
I didn't know that. Oh my God.
That exposes it all. And I don't even know if it's still available. It was available on Amazon. I don't know if it is, because I think they tried to go after her legally, but legally she didn't extort them. She didn't go after money. So there actually wasn't a crime. That's the worst thing with these catfishing things, because I truly believe Mary was abused emotionally and psychologically by this person, threatened. And she kept saying in this episode, she's like, I've exposed my family to this monster. Like, I've let someone into the family. And she made a very, very big mistake. But there was nothing illegal. So you can't prosecute someone for something like this. They just did something really, really horrible.
That's right. And she talks a lot about how that's her reasoning for pushing their family away, is to protect them. And I also think there was a lot of hurt there with seeing Cody, you know, with Robin, and the bond there, and the other wives with their children, all their children. And she's all alone. So that was a big, huge part of it.
I'm sorry, I have to interject. I just went onto Amazon. Almost Married.
Okay, yes.
By Sam Jacob Cooper, who was the fictional name of the fictional person. The story of my 6-month affair with a married polygamous reality TV star.
Should we cover this for Patreon?
out of print, limited availability. We'll find it. It's got 2 out of 5 stars. Hang on, I've got to read some of these reviews. Oh. Guys, hang on. All right. From somebody called Much Happier Now, 1 star. This book shows that some sociopaths do feel pain, albeit only that of their own emptiness. Jackie Overton, aka Samuel Jacob Cooper, had a long list. She craves a life. The book transparency reveals her embellishment, blah, blah, blah. Okay, somebody gave this star. This book, verified purchase, 5 stars. Wow. Well, this is very interesting. There's someone called Jasmine. Well, this is very interesting and at times different than the show. I suppose it is all perceptions, and I would definitely recommend this book as a good read.
It's Jasmine from 90 Day.
Yeah.
What the? You know, I have it pulled up too. 1 star. I feel like these are all burner accounts of Cody's or something. Sleek geek, don't waste your money. I admit it. I bought this because I thought it was a truthful accounting of a torrid affair a married reality TV star had with someone. It's not. This is mostly made up fantasy. Someone's daydreams put down as truth. It doesn't take long to see that. And I wish I had read that in other reviews. If you're looking for a week of rather lousy and uneventful fiction, by all means, at least it's cheap.
Dude, if it took you a week to read that, you have some issues because there's about 2 pages. So, guys.
Well, I read it. Someone's review.
I mean, wow. So, and it was authored by Samuel Cooper, who's a completely fictional made-up person. Unclear. But so Kate, what else was Cody saying about the fallout in it? Like, what did he say about his relationship going forward with Mary?
So he was, during the tell-all, the message overall from the other wives and Cody was, we are warriors who will surround Mary in her time of need and protect her. That was kind of how it wrapped up. It was like, we are here for Mary and whatever she is going through. And we will, you know, protect against all these online creeps. That was what he was saying. And Janelle. And yeah.
I think then if that was, it was revealed 3 weeks. I mean, he ended up seeing all these photos that she had of like her in a bathtub sent to this supposed guy. There was just never any clear answers. I had so many more questions about what really happened.
Do you think that, well, how many years? Yeah, so she was with Cody for 8 more years after this. How much of that do you think was just like guilt for all of this? And
every single day. Yeah. Because they never recovered. And she says that multiple times.
Yep.
And I may start to watch the season after this because it has to be addressed in it. And you have to see Mary is so full of shame. And, you know, he never accepts her as a wife again. I doubt it because it was just seasons and seasons of her trying to get with him again.
I have so, so much empathy for Mary. And I know you do too. It's just like she grew up. I was reading about her again because there's just so much lore with this family and all these seasons. It's a lot to remember. So I was reading a little bit more, and she grew up in a family of what, 25 kids or something.
Whoa.
And so I just imagine like growing up, I feel like with that many kids around, you just maybe never feel seen. And then she meets this guy, Cody, to start a family of her own. And she's the first wife and has a kid, and then that's the only kid she has with him. And he just gets all these new wives and has all these kids, and she just gets left in the dust for years and years and years. They don't have a physical relationship. She's all alone in this house. And then these people prey on her online to some extent. I mean, whatever her part in it ended up being. And then she has to keep being on TV because that's how they get their money, and just lay this entire embarrassing story out for the world to see. It's just mortifying. And I just feel so bad for all, I don't know.
I do. As much as, you know, I did enjoy sending those photos on to you.
Right.
It's the humiliation of what was of this was awful. She never recovered. The only thing we can, the only thing is she did recover. I'll take that back. She's now in that dusty Airbnb and she's got a boyfriend. She's got a new boyfriend.
Yes.
She got away from Cody. She has a partner and is having sex for the first time in probably 8-9 years. She's a physical, hopefully emotionally fulfilling relationship, and she's away from him.
That is amazing and makes me so happy.
Yeah.
I'll just say, if you guys are going to go back and watch this, it's a dark, dark time. Yeah,
it is dark. But that was, I mean, that was the best episode we could have covered. It really was insane. So guys, if you're interested in Almost Married, it's out of print, so I'm sorry about that. All right. Well, that means that we have to go over to our Wheel of Shame because we need to pick our show for next week. I mean, nothing can compare, but let's try. All right, guys, let's wander over. Join us as we go over to our Wheel of Shame. Doot. Guys, we're at a Wheel of Shame. Oh, it's so shiny. We have Buying Naked, Generation Drag, £1,000 Sisters, Alone, Frozen. We have The American Family, Ghost Hunters, Fatal Vows. Kate, what do you feel like this week?
£1,000 Sisters would be great.
Mm-hmm.
I still haven't dipped back in.
I've watched it all. It's a hard watch. It's a hard watch. I'll tell you that. It's hard.
Yeah.
Emotional.
So just checking back in with them would be good. But also, yeah, very intrigued by the naked one.
Buying Naked.
I mean, it'll be brilliant.
Well, let's spin and see what the Wheel of Shame has in store for us. 3, 2, 1, spin. Round and round she goes. Where she stops, I don't know. It is. Ooh. Okay, I think this will be interesting and educational.
All right.
Alone, Frozen. That's apparently the title. Alone, not Alone and Frozen, just Alone, Frozen. So I don't know.
Colon?
No. Just Alone, Frozen. That's what I've written down. So who knows? That's what I've got. Alone, Frozen. I think it's a survival thing where they're put in the middle of like.
It's newer. 2022. There's one season.
Oh. Okay.
And.
Is it groups of people or just one person?
I think it's a competition. Yeah.
Okay.
I've seen the show Alone, and this is like a spinoff of that. And it says it's veterans from that, the original Alone show.
Oh.
And it's 50 brutal days in the frigid, windswept coast of Canada.
Oof. Okay.
So, okay.
All right. Well, that's our show. That's our show for next week. Alone, Frozen. Just one word. Alone, Frozen.
I think I know the answer, but what would you rate? We didn't rate this particular episode of Sister Wives. I mean, it's got to be up there. We rate on a scale of 0 to 600. We got the number from 600 Pound Life. It's up there.
I would absolutely rate this. It's not the top episode that I've ever seen of Sister Wives, but it's way up there. So I'm going 550.
That's what I was going to say. 550 feels right.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's it for this week. Mm-hmm. Shall I announce the Patreon episode that's coming out?
Oh yes, please do, on Friday. Yes, we have another Patreon episode, guys.
Yes. Okay, so let me pull that up. All right, we are going to cover on our Patreon episode this week the Netflix documentary Encounters. These are alien encounters. We're going to watch episode 3 of the first season of Encounters on Netflix.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm excited for some alien content. I've been lacking some alien content. Lot of murders, lot of stuff. So looking forward to some alien content. So that's going to be out on Friday, guys, along with our Bravo show, which we cover Vanderpump Rules, as well as Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. That's both of those will be released on Friday, but only one will be available to you if you are not part of our Patreon community. It's dead easy to join. You can go to the show notes in this episode right now. Click on join our Patreon. It's $5 a month. You get two extra shows a month. And what they're nothing to do with anything that we do on here. We go in deep dive, bizarre, wild, wonderful documentaries, pop culture, cults, aliens, poltergeists, unsolved crimes, murders, everything. If we like a documentary, you find it odd, bizarre, we will cover it on there. So it's just for $5 a month. You help support the pod and you get extra content. And there is like over 30, 40 hours of content on there that you will have access to immediately by signing up.
Yeah, there's a ton. There's just regular audio. There's video versions of podcasts. So again, it's Encounters. I looked up the title of the episode, The Broadhaven Triangle, episode 3. Check it out. Listen to our episode. Join us on Patreon. We have so much fun over there. And thank you to everyone who's joining. Follow us on or find us on YouTube.
Yes.
We
yes.
have been getting more YouTube views. Woo! You can just search us, Tender Loving Care Podcast. You'll find our channel and you can subscribe and hit the bell and all that.
All that good stuff. Make us YouTubers. Make us YouTubers.
Yes, follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and tell a friend about the pod, all the things. We appreciate you for being here.
Yeah, also I was going to say something you can do right now, which is dead easy, doesn't cost anything apart from telling people to listen to us. Go and leave us a please leave us a review, whether you're listening on Spotify or you're listening on Apple Podcasts, wherever you're listening. Just give us 5 stars and leave like a 1-sentence review, because it really helps in the algorithm, guys. That would really help us out.
Yeah, you can just say Gino's hat or you know, say anything. But yes,
Cody's ringlets.
Awesome.
Just write Cody's ringlets. Yeah, it'd be amazing.
We'd love that. Thank you so much, everyone. We appreciate you being here and we'll talk to you very soon.
We'll see you on Friday. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's Amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.